You're listening to SBS News.
The crowds were out in force on the streets of Tel Aviv, making their way to the second semi-final for the Eurovision Song Contest. Supporters from the Netherlands sounded particularly confident, singing their entrant Duncan Lawrence's catchy tune.
Loving you is a losing game.
Happy to be here and taking the trophy back home to the Netherlands. So see you in Amsterdam 2020.
Inside the stadium,
give me this roller coaster.
The 25-year-old didn't disappoint. Lawrence peppered his smooth performance with plenty of pensive glances to camera, an old Eurovision trick. Sweden, who were also tipped to take the top spot, brought soul and gospel to the stage with their singer-songwriter John Lundvik. But for those worried the performances were too normal and without the classic weirdness of Eurovision, never fear, there was more than enough Euro-wackiness. Denmark's pop song was Set on a Giant Chair, performed by multilingual singer Lenora. She sang Love is Forever in four languages, sitting high above the stage. Croatia's ballad was more intense, 19-year-old Rocco hitting all the big notes. And he looked the part too, dressed head to toe in white leather and giant gold-feathered wings. An unlikely trio from Norway had the audience cheering. Dressed in black, the band called Kino danced, chanted, and banged the drums on the big stage. After an exhausting 18 performances, the votes were in. The Netherlands, Albania, Sweden, Russia, Azerbaijan, Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, North Macedonia, and Malta made it through and joined the other 10 countries from semi-final one. The big five countries, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom, are automatically given a spot in the final. The host country, Israel, also goes straight through. With the semi-finals wrapped up, Eurovision organisers have announced who will be the special guest performer. The contest's executive supervisor, John Ola Sund, confirming pop icon Madonna, has agreed to perform.
And I think it will be a real treat for the fans and the viewers to have Madonna visiting the biggest entertainment show on earth.
Now all there's left to do is wait until the final on Saturday night. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.